And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. How can you be a cure? How can you be a cure? Plus, we're going to look at investing in the kingdom of God because being born and raised Jewish and a Bible-believing born-again Christian, I want the longest return at the highest rate for the longest amount of time, and the best place to put it, the kingdom of God. Plus, we're going to wind it down with, do you really want to look like and act like Jesus?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics? No. I trade that in to spend some time with Scott Wilder. Not going to happen. Entertainment, though, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. That's my grandma. Oy vey, David. Get up. Oy vey, go to your room. Oy vey, eat the stuffed cabbage. No, Grandma. Barbara, tell him to eat the stuffed cabbage. That was my life. Ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty simple. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, or 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but you win because you get to hear SRN News.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is taking steps to crack down on immigrants living in the U.S. illegally.
Following through on a central campaign promise, the president has signed executive orders to improve border security.
We'll begin immediate construction of a border wall.
In addition to a U.S.-Mexico border wall, Mr. Trump is taking action to block federal grants from immigrant-protecting sanctuary cities. He told an audience at the Department of Homeland Security, "We're going to reinstall the rule of law in the United States." Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 20,000 for the first time ever today on Wall Street. Jack Ablin of BMO Wealth Management says investors are looking optimistic.
It really does seem that investors are willing to look at the market as a glass half full. And we'll see if reality follows along expectations.
Some sad news for TV fans today.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Actress Mary Tyler Moore has died at the age of 80. Moore gained fame in the 1960s as the frazzled wife Laura Petrie on The Dick Van Dyke Show. In the 1970s, she created one of TV's first career woman sitcom heroines in The Mary Tyler Moore Show. She had battled diabetes for many years. In 2011, she underwent surgery to remove a benign tumor on the lining of her brain. President Trump says that he believes torture works, saying we have to fight fire with fire. In an interview with ABC News, the president says he will confer with Defense Secretary James Mattis and CIA Director Mike Pompeo to determine what can and cannot be done legally to combat the spread of radicalism. On Wall Street again, the Dow was at a record level, up 156 points to 20,068. The NASDAQ rose 55. The S&P climbed 18 points. This is SRN News.
Wow, In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
What if the only way you had to feed your family was stolen from you by a cruel disease?
For the farmer whose hands are now useless, leprosy is a cruel thief.
Leprosy's power to cripple, disfigure, and shame is as strong as it's ever been.
But American Leprosy Missions is working to change this, and you can help.
You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. You're going to be hearing that song a lot. That's a song that my brother and I wrote, and it's all about asking for help. Guess what? We are there. I want to tell you a couple things, and then I'm going to turn it over to a radio legend. He doesn't like it when I say that, but I don't care. Most people know that by now. Here's the bottom line. I'm working with Scott Wilder. It's my privilege. American Leprosy Missions, over 100 years old, American Leprosy Missions are. And a lot of people think, leprosy, that was back in the time of Jesus. Well, actually, that was back in the time of Moses. But it's still around today, and we can make a difference in people's lives. $90 helps 3 kids cure them from leprosy. The thing that I got the most from yesterday talking about it with Scott and hearing the clips, these are people, if they get leprosy, they are in isolation. They are alone. There is no compassion. There is no touch, which is exactly how Jesus ministered to this disease, by touch, because he touched the leper in Matthew 8. In Mark chapter 1, in Luke chapter 5. And we're going to cut into certain passages. But before I do any of that, I'm going to give you the phone number, and I'm going to let Scott lay the foundation or relay the foundation. We did some of that work yesterday, but I want you to be aware that what we're doing is we're giving an opportunity for kids to have redemption in life socially and then have the gospel accompany to that so they can find redemption in life eternally. Hmm. Wow, think of that. 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. Or you can go online, kprz.com. You know it's trustworthy. You know it's safe. We'll take care of you. Scott, welcome back to the show, my friend. Great cause. Talk to the people about it. Take it.
David, thanks. You know, I was just looking at what happened yesterday. You know, yesterday we got an awful lot of kids cured of leprosy. And in fact, after we went off the air, a couple came in that we want to make sure we thank. Karen in Vista, California, $150. That's 5 kids cured of leprosy. Mark in El Cajon, $300 one-time gift. That cures 10 kids of leprosy. Rominiatha. Rominiatha? I don't know. San Diego, three kids, $90. Thank you. David in Del Mar, California, today called $30, and that is one kid, one child cured of leprosy. Joan in San Diego, one child, $30. And Angela, I've told you that a lot of people do this $300 one-time gift. Angela in Rancho Santa Fe, $300 one-time gift. It cures 10 kids of leprosy. So today we started the day with the goal of 100 kids cured of leprosy. We're down to 88. 88 kids left to cure of leprosy. And I may have told you yesterday that I've actually seen, I mean, I've seen $600 in a one-time gift. I've seen $900 in a one-time gift. I've even seen $6,000 in a one-time gift. And that would be 200 kids cured of leprosy. So whether it's $30 or $300 or $3,000 or more or anything in between, every $30 cures one child of leprosy. We have 88 kids left. That means we need 22 kids every half hour. That means 22 kids before the bottom of the hour. If somebody out there listening right now is thinking, you know, I could do I could do 10 kids. I could do a $300 one-time gift. Right now is the time to do it. And the phone number is 800
443.
Thank you. 443-0838. 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. You know better than I do. 800-443-0838 is the number. $300 one-time gift cures 10 kids of leprosy. We're going to get 88 down to 80. We got to get 88 down to 66 before the bottom of the hour. So before 2:30, we have to get 88 down to 66 if we're going to get 100 kids cured of leprosy today. And so I would just say, you know, think of the number of kids that you have in carpool, the number of kids that are your kids or your grandkids, number of nieces and nephews. Somebody yesterday did it online at kprz.com, $120 one-time gift. That's four children cured of leprosy. Somebody else did it at $450 one-time gift. That's 15 children cured of leprosy. Now, I don't know whether they have 15 grandkids or their 15 kids in their grandchild's Bible study or kindergarten class or whatever it is. Maybe you send that, maybe you sponsor that many kids off to summer camp in the summertime. Whatever your metric is, whatever is your measurement, we invite you today to say, you know what, we're going to reach halfway across the globe. We're going to reach over to Ghana. We're going to reach to Nepal. We're going to reach to the Ivory Coast, where I was just 2 months ago. And we're going to cure a child of leprosy. $30 does that for one child. They say we say the phone number too fast, so I'll say it slower.
Okay.
800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. So we have to get a contagion of compassion going on this afternoon. We have to get a contagion of giving going on this afternoon. Angela is the last one at Rancho Santa Fe, and Angela did a $300 one-time gift. Who will take the baton from Angela and will take it, and then you'll give it to somebody else and somebody else and somebody else, and you do a little bit, I do a little bit, she does a little bit, they do a little bit, and all of a sudden it becomes something. You know, yesterday we talked about it and prayed about it and thought about it, and today we're going to do something about it. I was here yesterday, I'm here today, and then tomorrow I'll go back to my home, and then we go from there to some other city and some other city. But today we're here together to send. You know, I was looking out this morning, and what a difference a day makes. The weather as I landed was rainy and chilly, and then yesterday was sort of overcast and chilly, and today is just, well, it's San Diego, right? I mean, it really is the way I think of San Diego. A little bit cool, but boy, that's awfully nice. The sun is warm. Hear the jets flying over, you know, the test flights, which I love every time I'm here. Reminds me how safe we are here in America. It really does. You know how safe we are that God in his providence had us born in a safe place. We're not just safe from all the other things. We're safe from diseases like leprosy. So today, out of an attitude of gratitude, would you take the baton from Angela? Angela in Rancho Santa Fe, $300 one-time gift. What will you do? Is that a $30 one-time for one child, $90 for three children, $60 for a brother and sister? Or maybe it'd be more. Maybe it'd be something, I mean, I have no idea. What I know is I want to see more Angelas and Jones and Davids and Marks and Romanithas and Karen's and Jill and Rosa's and Jamie's and on the list goes. But when I add your name and your city to our effort today, 88 kids left, got to get to 66 kids. So we need 22 children cured of leprosy in the next 14 and a half minutes. It's only going to happen if you'll pick up the phone right now and call toll-free 800-443-0838.
You know, this is an direct extension, and we talked about this yesterday, and boy, I got another thing that I'm going to share. It's going to blow your mind, but we were talking about this being a direct extension of the ministry of Jesus Christ. So in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus, in the first story after the Sermon on the Mount, after the Sermon on the Mount, is approached, and the leper says, if you're willing, and Jesus says he's willing. He, you know, in Mark and Luke, Mark 1 and Luke 5, it says, you know, filled with compassion, but willing, he then touches the leper. You're not supposed to do that. Bad, don't do that. But see, Jesus wants to make a statement. I think that's pretty clear. Mm-hmm. But he's not doing things the way things are normally done. Mm-hmm. You might be thinking, well, this isn't the way I normally do things. Got it. I'm with you. And neither was it normal when I got down on my knees and it said, Jesus Christ, will you enter into my heart, being a Jewish man?
Mm.
But you know what? The kingdom of God doesn't do normal. And neither should we. And here's an opportunity to bring a cure. And with that cure for these kids comes the gospel message. Want to talk about, you don't have to coach it. It's receptivity. Yeah, somebody brings a cure, you're going to listen. Somebody heals you. Somebody, you know, touches your eyes and where you were blind, now you see. Bet you're going to listen to the message. Right. You can't miss that connection. And you can't miss Hebrews 13:8, where Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his ministry continues. And it continues through us, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And here's activity we can take, along with prayer, along with proclamation of gospel, that can make the difference. $90 for 3 kids, $900 for 30 kids, or $300 for 10 kids. I'll concede it. 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. We're going to take a short break and then come back with Scott and American Leprosy Missions. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Be right back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at stopleprosynow.com.
Pastor Ray Bentley said the world is not falling apart, The world is falling into place. You're invited to the Convergence Prophecy Conference the weekend of January 28th at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego with Ann Graham Lotz, Tom Doyle, Robert Mawiri, Bill Koenig, and Pastor Ray Bentley. See what the Bible says about the times in which we live. It's a free event, the Convergence Prophecy Conference the weekend of January 28th. Details at maranathachapel.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm hanging out with radio legend Scott Wilder. Oh, yeah, he's going to go home. And nobody's going to call him a legend, and then he's going to be like, what happened?
Yeah, you got me all jazzed up now. I'm going to make everybody call me a legend.
Yeah, everybody, well, they should be. But all right, American Leprosy Mission's been around for over 100 years. I'll let Scott talk about that. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is leprosy, a bacterial disease that affects the nerves. It kind of starts with a decolorization of skin, kind of patches on the skin, but then ultimately it moves into the hands where the hands can't function, the feet can't function, and then there's the deterioration that takes place right after that. The key component is, get this, not necessary to get to that point. That's it. And we're not, you know, it's not a game, it's not a this, not a that, and, oh, you guys, you're just trying to raise money for this, that, whatever. No, this is leprosy. This is the ministry that Jesus engaged with, that Moses spoke specifically in regards to how to deal with it to bring a person back into the redemptive community. And that's what we're talking about. We have this capacity through medicine, through different communications, and through different ministries to do something simple. It's all we're asking. And it's $30 for a child. That's it. So $90 takes care of three kids. You know, you guys did me proud yesterday. I did say something. I did say, you know, we have like one of the most responsive audiences for the size, like compared to like LA or New York. Our audience is pretty good. And I said, I want you guys to really, you know, kind of hit it. And you guys did an excellent job yesterday. But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to drive for show and then fail when I'm putting for dough.
Yeah, that's for the non-golfers, that's a golf reference with Tiger in town the first time in 17 months. He's played in a PGA tournament here at Torrey Pines, which he contends is his home tournament. I'm sorry, David, I digress.
Okay, that's all right. But the idea is you hit the ball really pretty in front of all the people, but it's how you close.
It is.
It's not how you start.
It is.
It's how you finish. If you remember the hare and the rabbit, it kind of tells you what's going on, okay? So here you go, 800-443-0838. Make me proud. 800-443-0838. $300 takes care of 10 kids. Scott?
You know, I was thinking earlier today, we were talking off the air, and I was thinking, you know, there's something that has occurred to me over the years, and again, for the last 20 years, I've traveled around the world probably 30 times. I mean, 30 or more times around, literally around the world. And one of the statements, and I say this with all love and compassion, all Christian love and deference, all the good things I could say, but I tell you that I'm telling it to you the way I told it to myself the first time I thought of it. And it was this: you're a Christian. So what? I mean, how is the world any different because you are a Christian? I mean, I understand about you and yours. I understand about me and mine, that I am born again and that I am going to spend eternity, not a Christless eternity in hell, but with the Lord and with those who have gone before me and love the Lord, were called for his purposes, with the saints, with the heroes of the faith. I know that. For me and mine, I got it covered. But beyond that, what does it matter? What is the impact? To what end that I am a Christian? You're a Christian, so what? And I really do, and I'm telling you the truth. I it sounds like Joe Biden. He always says that. I'm telling you the truth. Well, I hope you're telling me the truth. What about the other times you don't tell me that? Are you telling me the truth then? Yes, I'm telling you the truth. But I honestly, I said that to myself. See, you're rubbing off on me, David. This is the way you would think. I say that to myself. You're a Christian, so what? Well, how does it matter? When there are people in the world that we can send the cure for $30. You know, I refer to change, coin change, I refer to as monetary crumbs. You know, when you go to the drive-thru and you give them the dollar bills, they give you the change back. That's crumbs. And if you add those crumbs up, it very easily can total $30 or more. Yet your crumbs can actually save a child from leprosy. Your crumbs can cure a child from leprosy. Now, if you wanted to do more than that, that's fantastic. You want to do $300 to cure 10 kids of leprosy? You can do that right now. We have a goal. In the next 5 minutes, we need to get 22 kids cured of leprosy. We want to get 88 children cured of leprosy before 4 o'clock this afternoon. That can only happen if you will do what Angela did, or you will do what Joan did, or you will do what Mark and David did, or Karen and Jill and Rosa and Jamie, and call the number toll-free, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838 is the number. $30 cures one child of leprosy, $90 cures three, $300 cures 10 children of leprosy, or maybe you want to do $450 in a one-time gift like somebody did yesterday online at kprz.com. Clicked on the banner when they got there, and they said, yeah, I'll do $450. That's 15 kids cured of leprosy. Our goal today is 88 children cured of leprosy. How many will you cure today? You're a Christian. So what? What does it matter? Does it matter? How does it matter? 800-443-0838 is the number, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838, or online at kprz.com.
You know, it's fascinating for me right now because I'm going through, people know I'm going through my finalizing process for my master's in theological study, and one of the things that we have come across is the discussion about Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And it's easy, it's necessary, and it's easy to start on that first one. It's the harder part is the second one. So Jesus is our Savior, which is, in a sense, for some people, fire insurance.
It's all about you.
Yeah, so that's that one part. That's the first yes. But in the class, we're talking about the succession of yeses that we have after the first yes. How many times do we say yes then, the second time, the third time, the fourth time? The 10th mission, the 20th mission, the 30th mission, the 15,000th time the Holy Spirit has told you to stop doing that, the 20,000th time the Lord has said, do it this way. And it's a series of yeses. And in fact, in 1 Corinthians, we know that in him it is amen and yes. So we know what the scripture says, and we know what the Lord wants us to do, and there's yeses. And believe me, we know on this show, you have to say the first yes. You don't say the first yes, you're in trouble. But you still have to start in that process for the second series of yeses. And that's what we're asking you to do. Now, again, and Scott, why I like working with Scott is he gets the no guilt thing. We are motivated, we are encouraged, but we do not want you to do something where you do not feel it is proper to do. We don't care. Don't do it.
No.
Pray for us that we get our job done and get the things that got to get taken care of. You can do that. You can join us by praying. But don't guilt it, but you can say yes. If you're on that fence, this is that push. Get off the fence.
You know, we say give out of gratitude, that if we really, really understood how blessed we are, that God in his infinite providence put us in a place that he put us, and somehow other people are in other places, and that we have a chance to make a difference for other people. You know, sort of not to get too Sunday school, but, you know, Saul on the road when he was blinded, got up in the dust, sort of mopped his hands off a little bit. And he looked up and he asked two questions, not one. He asked two questions. The first one was, sort of what you're talking about before, who are you? But he asked a second question. And the second question was, what would you have me do? That's everything, isn't it? I mean, isn't that everything? That everything is the vertical and the horizontal. Everything is the relationship, knowing God and making him known. And for over 100 years, that is exactly what American Leprosy Missions has done, made the Lord known. And by the way, people are very receptive to hearing about the Lord when you have cured their child of leprosy. Today, you can cure a child of leprosy for $30. Your change can cure a child of leprosy. Maybe you want to do something more. Maybe you want to do $300 to cure 10 children of leprosy, or $90 to cure three, $60 to cure a brother and sister. Or maybe, and we've had it happen before, people would give $3,000 to cure 100 kids of leprosy. Look, it's not something I could do. I mean, I could never do that. But I know there are people listening right now that feel like, you know, I am tremendously blessed. If I really understood what the world is like, and how, if you didn't believe in God and God's providence, you would say the odds were against me that I would be born in this place. I could have been born anywhere else in the world, and I would have had all manner of concerns. I would have probably lost half my kids already. They would have died some in childbirth because I would have been born in a different place. But God put me here. Why? Because he loves me more? Because I'm good? Because I'm better? No. I think it's because he wants us to be conduits through which his blessings can flow to other people, so that we might be blessed and participate in the blessing of other people. That's what we're talking about today. 88 kids left to cure of leprosy today. We can only do that if you'll call the number now. The number is toll-free, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. Angela is the last one that called, Rancho Santa Fe, California, and $300 one-time gift. What will you do? How many children will you cure of leprosy today? 800-443-0838.
All right, folks, time to be stewards. And when we come back, I got an interesting teaching that might blow you away in regards to the whole process. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alai, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church. President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Only $19 through February 1st. $34 at the door. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
It can get ugly when biblical values no longer matter, and that's a truth I'm eager to repeat. This is Jim Garlow. Even if you don't believe in God's Word, it's hard to argue against the need for values in business or in politics or any other pursuit. America's values have historically been rooted in Christianity and biblical principles, and as such, we shouldn't be known for ripping people off, lying, stealing, and embezzling. And if we do something unethical, we must admit we've sinned, not a popular word in today's culture. Democracy cannot function long-term without biblical values. Values like honesty, integrity, loyalty. Whether America succeeds or fails will depend on the extent to which your leaders embrace biblical Christian values. It's not necessarily a popular thought, but it is the truth. It can get ugly when values no longer matter. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hanging out with Scott Wyler. We're talking about the American Leprosy Mission plan to help 200 kids. Now, we've got 88 kids left that we are trying to help. $30 helps a child cure a child of leprosy. It's hard for people, it's hard for us to understand leprosy because we don't see it. Right? You don't get that on the news. You don't get that typically in your internet reports. Got it. And to some degree, as Scott said the other day, you're getting spared what that overall visual is because this is theater of the mind, and you're not going to really be able to get a picture from us that's direct. And I'm not going to try and paint one. I'm just going to tell you the story, tell you the truth, and ask you to participate in helping bring about closure on this mission of ministry. So what we're looking for is it's $30 a child to cure a child from leprosy. And it doesn't take much to figure out that somebody who's dealing with leprosy is completely isolated from society. They're not allowed to work jobs where there's any kind of contact with people. Most people with leprosy do not have any contact with any kind of friends once it's figured out. Most of them also do not have any contact with any family, any brothers, any sisters. It is full-on isolation, it is full-on separation, and it is full-on discouragement and despondent and a desponding kind of element. And we would ask you to help us help these kids at $30 a pop. $90 covers three kids, and they can be free from this leprosy and be reintegrated into society, into their family, into their friends, into jobs, into functionality. And when they get the cure, they get the cure for their soul. They get the cure for where they're going to spend eternity. They get the message brought to them on the foundation of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Let me thank a couple of people that have called in the last couple of minutes and really thank you because we have to get 88 more kids cured of leprosy today before we part ways. Casey in San Diego, thank you. $30 one-time gift cures one child of leprosy. Thank you, Casey. Beth in San Diego, $60 one-time gift will cure a brother and sister. Thank you. Laura in Escondido, a $30 one-time gift will cure a child of leprosy. Our number's down to 84 now. 84 kids left to cure of leprosy. The only way we can get there is with 30s and 60s and 90s and 150s and 300s and 600s to go. And so, Laura, thank you. Beth, thank you. Casey, thank you. Let me ask Laura and Beth and Casey right now to do something really, really important. Would you pray right now? And I'm being serious. Would you pray right now that somebody would take the baton from you? That Casey, you did $30. Somebody else would do $30. Beth, you did $60. Somebody else would do $60. Laura, you did $30. Somebody else would do $30. And maybe even pray that someone would say, you know, maybe you have done something sacrificial at $30 or $60. Maybe somebody else would do something that's even convenient for them, maybe not for me or for you, but it would be more, or maybe even sacrificial. So Laura, thank you. And Beth, thank you. And Casey, thank you so much. On behalf of children like Grace that we talked about yesterday, a little girl 10 years old who has leprosy, you are sending a cure for a child in Ghana, in Cote d'Ivoire, in different parts of the world. We're in 9 different countries around the world. And you're sending, more importantly, you're sending God's word. You're sending the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I mean, to me, it's the most Christian thing you can do today. Laura, what you did. Well, Beth, what you did. Casey, what you did. Thank you. And you join Angela and Joan and David and Mark and Karen and Jill, who've already called. So take the baton from Laura. Take it from Beth. Take it from Casey. All those ladies called within 4 minutes of each other. So we need four more people, or three more people to call right now and take the baton from them. We're down to 84 kids left to cure of leprosy today, and I hope you'll call right now, 800-443-0838.
Okay. Daddy. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So for those of you that know I'm a Bible guy, I'm a Bible guy. Do I know the Bible more than anybody? No. Do I know it more than my dog? Yes. 2 Kings chapter 5. How many people know the story about Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram? How many people know that story? Not too many people. Well, I don't know why, but let's just figure this out. So Naaman is a very powerful warrior for the king. He sends his warrior to the king of Israel and says, "My great warrior has leprosy. Cure him." Now, it's funny that the king of Aram would ask the king of Israel to do this, because only God can cure in that capacity. So it's kind of a bizarre element. And so the king of Israel starts freaking out. But then, of course, who steps in? Elisha steps in and says, "Send him to me." Naaman goes to Elijah. Now, I'm just going to explain this and do this in a very brief manner. But Naaman goes to Elisha, not Elijah, Elisha. Elisha doesn't even meet this great, powerful general, doesn't even go out to the door, doesn't say howdy doody, doesn't say anything. You know what he tells the guy to do? He says, "Go dip in the Jordan." He tells his servant to tell him that. Naaman goes away really mad. He's like, "I thought the guy would come out and talk to me, and boy, the rivers where I am are so much nicer than the rivers in Israel. Well, this is just ridiculous." And Naaman's counselor said, "If he told you to do something fantastic and mighty, would you not have done it?" And Naaman was like, "Well, yeah." And he said, "Well, so he told you to do something silly and stupid. Why don't you do that?" And he's like, "Okay." So he goes and he dips in the water three times. The third time, the Bible says, he comes up with his skin like that of a baby. So here's what I want you to connect to. I love it. These are just, you just can't beat this stuff. So here's what you got to connect to. You don't have to do something complex. You don't have to go build, you know, the Empire State Building. You don't have to do something so intrinsically difficult that your brain just snaps. You just got to help send the cure. You just got to dip in the Jordan three times. You just got to go boom, 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 and there's the cure. And then the child can be cured. It's all you got to do. I know you might want to do more. You might think, "I need to do more. I can't be that simple." Wrong. The blessing of the medicines that the Lord has given us makes that clear. Certainly, every good and perfect gift is from above. Amen. We have the capacity to make a difference and bring the healing. And while that medicine is delivered, the medicine that leads people to eternal life is delivered. I appreciate that you want to make it more complex, so I'm going to help you. Just call 800-443-0838, and instead of giving $30, I'm going to make it harder for you, give $60. Or instead of giving $90, give $150. I'm making it tougher for you right there. Or instead of giving $100, give $300. That's how you make it harder. That's how it's more difficult. Then you can feel a little bit better about the fact that you're stretching it out there, but it is not necessary.
You know, that's exactly right. And when you go and when you see, as I have gone and I have seen, and when you hug a little girl, like we hugged Grace, and I've shown you Grace pictures that we wouldn't probably even put on the internet that we were able to take for medical purposes with her guardian there with her. Yeah, you can see the signs of leprosy on her torso. But when you hug a little girl and you know she has leprosy, and you know she maybe has not been hugged in a long, long time, we make a difference. And today you can do that. You know, there was a woman in Dallas radio a long time ago, and she used to talk about radio hugs. She was sort of a mama type on the radio. And she would say, "I'm reaching out with radio hugs." And I used to think, golly, that is so corny, you know, when I was younger. But I think today, you know, if you're talking about a child that is living in a world without hugs, when you give $30 today, you're not just giving one hug. You're reuniting them with their mother. with their father, with their grandmother, with their grandfather, with their uncles and with their aunts, with their brothers and sisters. And I mean, it's a contagion of hugs that you're able to introduce this child to when you cure this one child of leprosy. $30 does that for one child, $60 for a brother and sister, $90 for three children, $300 in a one-time gift will cure 10 kids of leprosy. We have 84 kids left, 84 kids in the next 80 minutes. So that's really what we have. So would you do that now? Just be one of three people that will call before 3 o'clock and say, you know, I could do this for one or two or five or 10 or 20 kids right now. 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. Or if it's easier for you, you're still at the office or still at your computer, go to kprz.com and click on the banner when you get there.
All right. That's pretty straightforward. I mean, I don't know how you miss any of this. All right, folks, think about it. Why don't you send a child so they can dip in the Jordan? It's pretty straightforward.
Amen.
All right. 800-443-0838. You know, if you got that extra 50, what do I do with this? I think I'll go out this weekend. Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, and then I'm coming back with Scott Wilder. Don't be going anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
Whitefields Ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefields provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. Our fluctuating economy leaves many workers knowing they will likely change jobs during their careers. And yet, while they have uncertain futures, Christians can be certain that Christ's promises are reliable. His promise to send the Holy Spirit is such a pledge. That promise, coming on the eve of his death, gave much comfort to the disciples, but it's also part of Christ's rich legacy to all of us today. Jesus has given us a supernatural helper to live in us. The Holy Spirit means supernatural life for us because he helps us become sensitive to God's causes. He becomes our supernatural source of power to fulfill God's will. He is our supernatural teacher showing us the truth, and he gives us a supernatural peace to deal with daily trouble.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I'm hanging out with Scott Wilder. We're talking about the American Leprosy Mission project to help 200 children be cured of leprosy. And also, while that cure is being given to them, minister and administer the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life. I had a very good friend of mine, Ohio State Ron. Everybody knows him. Every time he calls me, by the way, the Michigan song plays. I'm just saying, that's his song. But he just sent me a text, and I think it's a great idea. I want to make sure to give him props. The next person that donates $500 to this project will get to be able to come on the air with me and do a segment with me live.
I like that.
How about that?
I like that a lot.
It doesn't matter whether you're a business, an individual, maybe you've got a purpose, maybe you've got a cause. I'm going to give you that shot. Now, that doesn't mean you can come on the air with me and do something bad because we have a delay. In my case, the delay is 9 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, it's not 9 hours. But I'm just saying. But if you give $500, you can come and do a 10-minute segment with me. You can either do it as a co-host or as a guest, and you will have that opportunity. You've got to call 800-443-0838, and I will make this extension, by the way, 800-443-0838. I will do it for two people.
Oh, my.
Two
I love
people.
That.
You like that?
I love that.
So this concept, I got to give props to Ohio State, Ron. I mean, they can't score a point, but the guy's got a great idea. I love you, Ron. All right, so here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, and we only got like 2 minutes, so I'm going to let Scott take it, but listen to me. 800-443-083. It's not that it's a great privilege for you to, I'll get to hang out with David Spoon. That's not what it is. You get a chance to talk to the audience.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's who's great in the show.
That's true. Listen, it's a great opportunity. $500 one-time gift, just a one-time gift of $500. And just do it right now. The 800 number, it's 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. Still, Laura is the last person we heard from. $30 one-time gift. Before that, Beth, $60 one-time gift for a brother and sister to cure them of leprosy. And Casey, a $30 one-time gift cures one child of leprosy. Angela, before that, at Rancho Santa Fe, California, a $300 one-time gift. We have a goal now left of 84 kids left to cure of leprosy. Your gift of $300, a one-time gift would cure 10 kids. A $600 one-time gift would cure 20 kids. We got to get the 84 number down, from 84 down to 80, down to 70, 60, 50, all the way down. So we have about an hour and 4 minutes left to do this. Now, the toll-free number will be alive and well even after exactly 4 o'clock, even 5 o'clock, even 6 o'clock. But we really would love to be able to thank you by first name and by city, and certainly we want to be able to know if you're going to be one of those folks at $500 or more, and to be able to spend some time with David, which, by the way, it is an experience. If you never have done it. So 800-443-0838 is the number. 800-443-0838. Who will take the baton from Laura and Beth and Casey and Angela? And where are the men, by the way? 800-443-0838. Guys, hop on board. Ladies, hop on board. Whether you're in Escondido or San Diego, or whether you're in Rancho Santa Fe or Del Mar, El Cajon, Vista, wherever you are, call right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. 84 kids left in the next hour to cure of leprosy. It can only happen if you'll do something or go online to kprz.com.
All right, become a part of this. This is you can tell we're into this. We're committed to this. You know, you can tell what's going on. If you're listening on the radio, you know this is wow. This is straightforward, and it is. We're going to have an opportunity to bring a cure to kids, and we're going to bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that $30, that $60, that $90, that $500, even that the $300, whatever that amount is, that will make a difference It will change a life forever. And no, you probably won't see that child now. But you will, in fact, see that child. We say it all the time. Here, there, in the air. One way or another, you're going to connect. And your giving, your participation, will help that child in this journey now. The next part of our journey is going to be so fantastic. It'll be a lot of fun. But people need help right now. Be that agent of kingdom change. Call 800-443-0838. My offer still stands. $500 donated. One segment on the show as guest or co-host. There it is. 800-443-0838. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Marty will be on, then we'll come back at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.